Happy Thursday, everyone. This is Nikki Philpott, Associate Commissioner here at the ECC, and I'm thrilled to bring you this week's episode of the East Coast Conference podcast. As the waiting is over, the buzzer beaters are calling, and it is officially ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Championship Week. The excitement began with first round action on Wednesday evening. The men's side saw a pair of upsets as number 6 seeded Roberts Wesleyan defeated number 3 Staten Island 79-76 and number 5 DeUville defeated number 4 Molloy 86-80. On the women's side, number 3 seeded Molloy handled number 6 District of Columbia 71-50, while number 5 Staten Island stormed back to defeat number 4 DeUville 60-55. The rest of the bracket will be played out at Damon, who earned the number 1 seed and the right to host the tournament on both the men's and the women's sides for the second consecutive year. St. Thomas Aquinas and Mercy earned the number 2 seeds for the men and the women respectively, and today we welcome a student athlete from each of those number 1 and number 2 seeds. Let's get right into it. Our number one guest on this week's episode stars for the number one men's team in the ECC. It's Damon University senior guard, Justin Glover. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Justin, for the second year, the ECC Men's Basketball Championship is headed up to Amherst as your Damon Wildcats won the ECC regular season championship and with that, the right to host the conference's postseason tournament. The Cats finished the regular season 15-0. At home, can't do much better than that, in Lumsden Gymnasium this year. What's so special about your home court?
The fans, honestly. They give us a boost, and it just gives that home feeling. We definitely feed off their energy as well. You know, when they're into it, that just makes us more into the game 10 times more. So the fan aspect of it, for sure. And then just, you know, being in our own home gym, you know, shooting on our own hoops, small things like that. I feel like that's why we have such an advantage at home.
You know, in terms of the fans in your gym, it's not just student athletes. The entire community really has showed out for you guys. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, really. Last year, we had a bunch of like coverage on the news that kind of drew more people to our games and stuff like that. And just more basketball fans around Western New York to come and see what the hype was about. We definitely have gotten more fans to come to games just based on our play and how we feed off each other and what we've been doing on and off the court. So,
yeah, there's definitely been a hype. Number one in the country last year, number one in the country at times this year. So I would say so, definitely a hype. At the time of this recording on February 24th, Damon is 27-1 with your only loss coming on the road to then number 10 Gannon back on January 21st. Now, I mention this because last year, the Wildcats, of course, went 28-0 before falling to Stack in the East Regional semis to end the season. A silver lining to the Gannon loss, I feel, is that it wasn't the last game of the season, which really allows your group then the opportunity to take lessons out of that experience. From that point, head coach Mike McDonald and the Cats have ripped off 7 straight wins. So one has to assume that there were lessons taken from that game. What did you guys learn from that contest?
You know, just how to react to certain situations, you know, when things aren't going your way and in a tough, hard-fought game like that. How do we fight adversity? How do we approach that certain situation that we're in? That was one of the main things that we took away. You know, after the loss, we kind of just sat in the locker room for a minute and nobody like really got changed. And we was just kind of like realizing like, look, last year our season was over, like you said, just picking each other up. I think it's kind of good that we had that loss early on. Now that we know if we're in a situation where we may be down 10 with 5 minutes left and we know like we can't lose our heads or be disinterested in the game. So I feel like that definitely helped us. And it would definitely be something that we can have in our back pocket to remember going down the stretch.
Justin, in Damon's 27 wins, you've defeated your opponents by an average of just over 18 points per game. What's the vibe when you guys are clicking?
You know, it's great. Everyone's getting involved. Everyone's engaged. You know, everyone just wants to see everyone succeed. So when we're playing well, everyone's getting the ball. The ball's moving. Everyone's making shots. We're defending. And I feel like when we're playing at that high of a level, I feel like no one can really beat us. When we're playing at our best, everyone's making shots. We're feeding off each other's energy. I feel like I said, we can't really be beat. But all of that starts in practice, showing up on time, things like that, and holding each other accountable and the little things.
JGlove.5 is a smooth Instagram handle, just like your game. You were an all ECC third team selection as a sophomore, an all ECC second team selection as a junior, and you understand what needs to be done to be successful at this level. You rank second on this year's squad with 56 three-pointers made and third in scoring with 11.3 points per game and minutes. You've dropped 16 double-digit scoring games this season, as well as 13 games with three or more three-pointers. Most recently, congratulations, you became a 1,000 point scorer at Damon.
Crazy.
What do you feel is your strongest role on this year's squad?
I'm just taking on that more of a leadership role, and being more of a vocal piece for the team. Last year we had a lot of veteran guys like Sausburg and Andrew Mason and Matt Becker. I feel like this year I got to step into that kind of vocal leadership role and just being someone that my teammates can talk to on and off the court. This year is more of a step out of my comfort zone type of role, and just being that glue for the team. Justin Hemphill does a great job too with it as well. When things may be chaotic on the court, I feel like we kind of come together and be like, hey, let's hold our heads, like let's lock back in. I feel like being more of a leader and being more vocal, I feel like that's the biggest role for me this year.
I had Coach Mack on the podcast last month, and he talked about the two Justins and their
Yeah.
leadership. So, great answer. Definitely reflected Coach Mack's answer on that. And, with a team that did lose, like you mentioned, so many integral pieces from last year's 28-1 team, leadership was going to be really important this year. So, fantastic that you stepped into that. Justin, last question. Lumsden Gymnasium was rocking last year, and we expect it to be rocking this year. What will it take for your Damon Wildcats to defend the ECC Championship tournament title and lift the ECC trophy on Sunday?
Just being ourselves. When we're playing at a high level, I feel like no one really can beat us. It just comes to how we execute, how we defend, the type of shots that we're taking. If we stick to those things and play the way we play, I feel like we'll be able to go back to back. Just taking it one game at a time, we can't overlook anybody because we're going to get everybody best shot. So I feel like just taking it one game at a time and just being ourselves and knowing now we've been in that situation last year, knowing what it takes to win the conference tournament and conference championship and just being ready to play each and every game. So we can't come out slow. We can't back down to anyone at this point in the season. It's kind of wanting to go home at this point for us. So we just got to, like I said, be ourselves and just trust in the game plan that coach has. He's done a really good job for the past 2 years. So I guess we could do that, right? So like I said, just following his game plan, trusting the coaches, and just really locking in and zoning in on what we need to do to win the game.
Justin, thanks for being here today and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
ECC basketball fans, all tickets for this weekend's 2026 ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships must be purchased through TicketSauce, a cutting-edge event ticketing and marketing platform designed to support athletic programs, campus events, and fan engagement. TicketSauce offers modern, mobile-friendly ticketing experience, flexible on-site and online ticketing tools, custom branding and white label support, and more. To purchase your tickets, visit tickets.eccsports.org. TicketSauce, a proud partner of the East Coast Conference. Our second guest on this week's episode stars for the number one women's team in the ECC, and we're keeping it with the Wildcats as it's Damon University senior forward Claire Pikett. What's up, Claire?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. Claire is a true epitome of a Division II student athlete, as she is coming to us straight from the classroom where she was student teaching as a childhood special education major. Claire, how was your day? Any fun stories?
We are really focusing on Chinese New Year this week since it's Chinese New Year.
Claire, we're going to start off in the same way we just started with Justin Glover, talking about home court advantage. The Wildcats finished the regular season 9-2 at home in Lumsden Gymnasium this year. Over your career, Claire, the Cats have gone 45-4 at home, including a perfect 6-0 in the ECC postseason. What's so special about the home court?
I think we really prioritize all the work we put in on our home court. Like, we run our fitness tests, we practice there every day. So I think it's just kind of instilled in our culture. Like, you put all that work in, you're not gonna let someone come in and beat you on your own court. And it's really just important to us that we show all the work we put in there every single game that we play there.
At the time of this recording on February 24th, Damon is 21-3 with a couple of statement wins on the national level over then number 24 Holy Family on November 30th and then number 18 Bentley on January 1st. Most recently, A gritty come from behind road win at DeYouville, in which the Wildcats outscored the Saints 21-9 in the fourth quarter. Gonna shout you out real quick. You had 7 points, 2 assists, a block, and a steal in the final 9 minutes and 13 seconds of action. What do those types of wins, whether they're nationally ranked teams or just really close games that you guys have to grind out, what do those wins tell you about this Damon women's basketball team?
We actually write out all our goals and we write how we need to achieve them. And I think our main priority is we always rise to like our occasion. We always know that we just have to be at our best when it comes to every single game because people are going to always play their best against us. We just like to showcase all the work we put in those types of games. And it just shows you that we're able to beat anybody and we are able to adjust, do whatever we need to do to just come out and win, no matter if we're down in the fourth quarter. Like, all we have to do is play our game, and we're able to beat anybody.
Claire Damon has done a lot of things well this season, right? The Wildcats currently lead the ECC in both scoring offense and scoring defense, which will help you win a lot of games. You're averaging 71.7 points per game while holding opponents to 56.1 points per game for a scoring margin of 15.6, which ranks top 20 in the country. We talk about being strong on both sides of the ball, and those numbers really don't lie. Aside from you, which we'll get to in our next question, I want to discuss the absolute dominance of one of your teammates. You're smiling. We know who it's going to be. A sophomore who leads Damon in both scoring and rebounding. So let's talk about her. Let's talk about the play of Navi Buntley.
Navi really just came into this year confident in her game. She put the work in over the summer, and it really just shows when she plays. She steps on the court with the most amount of confidence. She knows she can score on all three levels. It just really showcases her ability to do whatever we need her to do in any game to win, and she's willing to do that for us every single game. And I think it just goes to show like she's only a sophomore and like her ceiling is so high and that the next 2 years are going to be insane for her.
Damon ranks fifth across NCAA Division II in steals per game with 16 and 10th in blocks per game with 4.9, and you lead the way. Your ECC leading average of 3.5 steals per game sits eighth nationally, while your 1.58 blocks per game lead the Cats. Your 84 steals so far this season are well over your totals from your freshman and sophomore years combined, and are 24 more than your 60 from last year, and the season is obviously far from over. This is all while averaging 12.9 points per game, which is the best scoring average of your career. I'm going to keep bragging about you real quick. To top it off, you recently notched your 1,000th career point. Senior year is going well for you, to say the least. What has your game so strong in this final season?
I think just with basketball, you always know you want to go on the court and give everything you have. But senior year, it kind of just feels a little different. Like, you know, every game is one closer to your last. So it's a little extra motivator. Like, you know, you only have a few games left. You only have a certain number you can absolutely play. So every time you step on the court, you just have to show the work that you put in for like 15 years now. And I think it just gives you a little bit of an edge, like knowing, wow, I only have maybe 10 more games left in my career. Like, this is the time. Like, there's no going back. You just have to give it all you have.
Claire, you're a senior. Like you just said, each year hits a little bit different. The team is different. You have a new head coach in Nate Butel this year. But for you, one thing has been a constant. You only know winning when it comes to the ECC Women's Basketball Championship, as Damon is the four-time defending tournament champion. It's never easy. What will it take for your Damon Wildcats to win Damon's fifth consecutive ECC title on Sunday?
I think we just need to be locked into our goals. We need to play our game. We can't let any outside information, noise, all that bother us. Even when I came in as a freshman, like it was instilled in our culture, like you're coming here and your goal is to win 4 rings in 4 years and your goal is to win the ECC every single year. And we weren't always picked to win, but that was even just like a motivator. You want to prove everybody wrong. You just kind of adjust. Even with different teams, different coaches, like we know what level we can play at and we just need to showcase that and just win. Like it's simple. You gotta just go out there and win every game you can.
Claire, appreciate the time today between student teaching and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Traveling up to Amherst for the 2026 ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Championship this weekend? Look no further than ecctravel.com. The East Coast Conference has partnered with Collegiate Travel Network to create ecctravel.com, a travel booking platform designed to offer new personal and professional lodging options for ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers. The new platform provides hotel discounts up to 50% off with almost all global hotel chains and is customized to help ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers save on lodging expenses. The site offers exceptional consumer value while providing an avenue to financially support the league and its member institutions. Visit ecctravel.com today. Back over to the men's side, and we have 1,000-point scorer and senior guard Derek James from the number 2 St. Thomas Aquinas Spartans. But I know he goes by Doogie, so let's roll with that. What's up, Doogie?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Happy to have you here. You're in your second season as a Spartan after transferring in from Gannon in time for last year's 24-25 campaign. During that short amount of time, you've really emerged as a clear leader within head coach Matt Capel's program. What does it mean to you to be able to lead this group of guys?
It means a lot. Our coaching staff having the trust in me only makes it easy for me to have the trust in my guys. So this being my second year as a Spartan, it's just they made it very easy for me. They see me as a leader and they, you know what I'm saying, they listen, they do, you know, not only what I tell the guys, but also what the coaching staff tells them as well.
Stack is 16-11 overall, but 9-1 over your last 10 games at the time of this recording on February 25th. The Spartans are really hitting their stride. Three times this season, Stack has poured in over 100 points, with two of those performances coming during this recent 9-1 span against Queens on January 24th and Dominican just 4 days later. If there's a right time to get hot, it's now, leading into the postseason. What's working for the Spartans?
It's just staying the course, you know, day in and day out, not getting too high in the high moments, not getting too low in the low moments, approaching every, you know, practice as if it was a game. Everything that shows up, you know, in that box score is all the days, you know, that we come from preseason all the way till now. So it's really just staying the course and playing stack basketball for 40 minutes.
I'm sure those games make those harder practices feel a little bit more worth it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
You lead Stack with 115 assists, actually just surpassed the 500 career assist milestone, and you sit second on the squad in scoring with 12.5 points per game. You're second in the conference in assist to turnover ratio, and steals. You do it all. At the ECC tournament last year, you and I were doing a little bit of fun social media videos, and I asked you what animal you compare your game to, and you said a dog just running around doing a little bit of everything and being annoying. How does that mentality shape your game?
I'll say it starts by, you know, trusting God, trusting myself, and also in my work. You know, you go to the gym and you usually work on scoring. So for me, it's kind of, I always want to be in the game and in those like big moments. So for that to happen, it's kind of like you got to be able to do everything on the court. So I just kind of like being that guy with that, like you could come to, like if you need a game winning like stop or a game winning decision, I would like to have, you know, like to be in that position. So just, you know, having my game kind of represent different areas is definitely a big part. It could also help not only myself, but anybody else who's, you know, trying to have that drive and mentality.
The postseason is the time to leave it all out there. It's competitive. It's exciting. It's the best part of the conference. Your experience now with the conference postseason, having played in it last year, can you speak to the environment of the ECC Championship Tournament?
Yeah, definitely one to remember for sure, especially last year. I would say the postseason is just a different type of energy, you know, like people who haven't came to the games, they like to show up when, you know, postseason kind of hits. That's just a time where, you know, like the stands get louder. It feels like everything is just more upbeat in that aspect. And luckily, you know, enough to be a part of three different conference championships. I'll say ECC is definitely a big one, especially being in Buffalo. You know, I've never been to Buffalo till last year, but it was definitely one to, you know, look forward to, and also look forward to the season as well.
When we think ECC men's basketball tournament final, we think St. Thomas Aquinas. Stack had won 8 of the last 9 ECC tournament titles and entered last season's postseason tournament as the 5-time defending champion. Last year, the Spartans reached the ECC final again for the 11th time in the last 12 seasons. What will it take for your Stack Spartans to return to the top of the ECC and lift that ECC trophy?
40 minutes of Stack basketball is nothing new that we have to do for any team. It's kind of, if we play our game, we're going to come on top majority of the time. Starts now, you know, taking care of business while it's in front of us, one game at a time, and Stack basketball, and we'll come on top for sure.
Dookie, thanks for being here today and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For all of our teams participating in the 2026 ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships, the official ECC and Athletic Solutions Championship Store is your go-to for all commemorative championship gear. To purchase apparel for championship winners and championship participating schools, visit eccsports.athsolutions.shop. Rounding out our ECC basketball preview episode is a senior forward on the number 2-seeded Mercy University women's basketball team, Angelina Barrera. Hi, Angelina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to be here. Angelina, as a senior, this is your fourth team at Mercy. Each team every year is special, but what can you tell us about this specific group of players that sets you apart this year, a year in which Mercy has once again notched 20 wins this season?
Yeah, so honestly, I think it's our talent. Let's just say a team is scouting us and they put their best defender on me. Who's going to guard Grace Lesko? Who's going to guard Amani? You know, so, and we have a lot of depth. The game against Malloy wasn't my best game, but Molly Bowick, a junior on my team, subbed in for me and absolutely took over, helped the flow of the game and led us to a win. So I'm really glad that we have a lot of depth and veterans who can help us in situations where we lack some things and can help us keep the flow of the game no matter who comes in.
Speaking of people filling a bunch of different roles, we're going to dive into a piece of Mercy's game that stands out, and that's the defense. The Mavericks lead the conference and rank eighth in all of NCAA Division II in three-point percentage defense, holding opponents to a 24.4% shooting percentage from beyond the arc. The Mavs also rank second in the conference and top 30 nationally in overall scoring defense, limiting opponents to 56.2 points per game. And that's second just behind Damon's 56.1 points per game. So it's right there. You were our 2024 ECC Defensive Player of the Year and continue to lead the Mavericks on that side of the ball. There's a quote by legendary football coach Paul Bear Bryant that goes, "Offense sells tickets, defense wins championships." Is that something that you and the Mavs pride yourselves on?
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Defense is my favorite, obviously, but I feel like defense gets the momentum of our game going. Like if we start a game with a 30-second shot clock violation for the other team, like I feel like we already know we're going to win because of that collective effort that all five of us have. So it kind of tells us without even speaking to each other, okay, guys, we got this. We're all locked in. So, and Coach Scott is always reminding us that we are 30th in the country, top 25. So we're always, you know, striving to be better in that aspect.
Do you ever find it challenging? Because you mentioned you have a lot of different players off the bench. It's not just five or six. Do you ever find it challenging, depending on what five are on the floor, to put forth that defensive presence? Or is that what's working for you? Is that it clicks no matter what?
Yeah, I think it's what's working because we have a set of goals for the beginning of the year and we know what we're good at. So our top goal is to be the best at defense. I think everyone has the same goal in mind when it comes to that.
A 20-win season for the Mavericks for the second time in the last three seasons and for the seventh time in program history after a 72-57 win over Malloy on February 22nd. One of those wins I want to focus on is the 58-54 statement-making road victory over number 13 Damon up in Amherst on February 13th, where you and your squad overcame a 9-point fourth quarter deficit on the road to pull off the upset. What did that win tell you about what this Mercy women's basketball team can do, both in the ECC postseason, but also at a regional?
It kind of just validated what we already believed. As a team, we know how talented we are and we know how far we can go. So winning that game against the 13th team in the country, I mean, honestly, we came into the weekend with the confidence that we were going to win both games that weekend. I think keeping that confidence throughout the whole stretch of the season is what's going to get us far.
A 1,000-point scorer at Mercy University. You've been a three-year starter for head coach Scott Lagas. In a generation, right, in which transferring becomes increasingly more common, you've stayed the course as a Maverick. And this year, you're in a position to lead Mercy to the program's first ever ECC regular season championship. At the time of this recording, Mercy still has Stack to play on Saturday, the 28th. To do it as a senior, Angelina, what does that mean to you?
Honestly, I think the transfer portal is so popular nowadays because people are always trying to go for the next best thing. They're always trying to find, the fancy name or a program that is already established, highly established. So the fact that I can say that I was a part of building a team that is so great now is honestly the most rewarding thing.
So we talk about an ECC regular season championship, but Angelina, Mercy is on the hunt for its first ever ECC women's basketball tournament championship title. You did reach the ECC final for the first time in program history 2 years ago in 2024. I'm going to shout you out. In that game, you went for 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block in 38 minutes of action. You were working. You returned four other players who got a taste of an ECC final in Kyla Nembak, Molly Bowick, Megan Marcotte, and Amani Abuhatab. You add in junior sensation, of course, Grace Lesko. Good mix of pieces. What will it take for your Mercy Mavericks to make history and lift the ECC trophy?
Honestly, I think it's going to take just embracing the pressure and being confident. When we start off the game, I tell myself and the starters that we just have to stay together the entire 40 minutes of the game. I think that's probably the most difficult, not getting in your head, not worrying about yourself, and you just have to be selfless and pick up your teammates, not really think about yourself, and keep the confidence and that trust in each other for the entire 40 minutes of the game.
Angelina, thanks for being here today and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For our upcoming 2026 ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Champions, as you celebrate your championship season, remember it with a fully custom ring from Signature Championship Rings, the exclusive ring provider of the ECC. Every design honors your hard work and your team's achievement, preserving your legacy for years to come. Visit signaturechampions.com to start your championship ring design today because every ECC champion deserves to be celebrated. On behalf of Justin, Claire, Doogie, and Angelina, this is ECC Associate Commissioner Nikki Philpott wishing all of our participating student athletes good luck at the 2026 ECC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships up in Amherst this weekend. And we'll see you next week on the East Coast Conference podcast.